A reading from the Gospel of Luke. When some were speaking about the temple, how it was adorned with beautiful stones and gifts dedicated to God, he said, "As for these things that you see, the days will come when not one stone will be left upon another. All will be thrown down." They asked him, "Teacher, when will this be? And what will be the sign that this is about to take place?" And he said, "Beware that you are not led astray, for many will come in my name and say, 'I am he,' and the time is near. Do not go after them. When you hear of wars and insurrections, do not be terrified, for these things must take place first, but the end will not follow immediately." Then he said to them, "Nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. There will be great earthquakes in various places of famines and plagues, and there will be dreadful portents and great signs from heaven. But before all this occurs, they will arrest you and persecute you. They will hand you over to the synagogues and prisons, and you will be brought before kings and governors because of my name. This will give you an opportunity to testify, so make up your minds, not to prepare your defense in advance, for I will give you the words and a wisdom that none of your opponents will be able to withstand or contradict. You will be betrayed, even by parents and siblings, by relatives and friends, and they will put some of you to death. You will be hated by all because of my name. But not a hair of your head will perish. By your endurance, you will gain your souls." This is the gospel of grace. Thanks be to God. Join me in prayer. Oh God, we your people gather with you today seeking your presence and your peace and your strength. We are at a crossroads, looking back and reflecting on all the saints that have come before us, those that have guided us and loved us and inspired us. We are striving to learn from their example and to remember all the ways in which you have sustained them and us through dark days and brought us joy through deliverance and stories of redemption. God, we are also looking forward, hoping for a new day of justice and peace for all of your children, striving to be a church that has a part in creating community where the dignity of every human being is upheld in the name of Jesus who loves them. A church looking to you for guidance and courage as we walk into the future, desiring to become more and more like Jesus in the way we think and live and have our being. And God, we are striving to live in this present moment, to soak up the joy and gifts you have lavished upon us in this life, to pay attention, to see the sorrow and grief around us, and to walk with our brothers and sisters toward a better day. As the hymn says, so we pray, may all things now living sing a song of thanksgiving to you, our Creator. As you always have, we trust you always will. Protect us, guide us, and lead us today, tomorrow, and to the end of our days. We trust that your light goes before us, lives within us, and will light the way forward as we are always traveling toward you, the light of life. Amen.
Let us return at the outset here to Isaiah's words, which were read earlier. "For I am about to create a new heaven and a new earth, And the former things shall not be remembered or come to mind, but be glad and rejoice forever in what I am creating. New heavens and a new earth. Not a bad text to go along with our stewardship slogan, A New Day at Broadway. And it is indeed a new day. But before I get to that this morning, I want to give just a little bit of background to this scripture from Isaiah, so that maybe we can see how much the time of Isaiah's words echo our own. Isaiah was writing at the end of a long and painful exile for the people of Israel. They had escaped out of Egypt with a dream in mind, built a nation, dedicated a temple, but then fallen as a people into chaos and infighting. Internally divided and politically weakened, the kingdoms fell, and Jerusalem, the capital city, was sacked, the temple destroyed, and the people were carried off into a place called Babylon for three whole generations, 70 long years. They survived barely. And they lost many, many on the way. But they held on. And in the words of the prophet Jeremiah, they tried to make peace and a life even in exile. And then after 70 years, the prophet Isaiah began to speak a word about return. The former things should not be remembered, he said, for God was about to create a new heaven and a new earth, and Jerusalem, the fallen city, a joy, and its people a delight. No more the sound of weeping or war would be heard in the city of Shalom. Then Isaiah spoke the dream. The city which sat lonely and desolate would be full again, and it would be safe and well. No more would an infant die due to malnourishment or lack of childcare. An old person who lived only to be 100 would be said to die young. And that would be good news. The life expectancy would be so long. The city would be just, its people kind. A lamb could lie down beside a bear, and you could afford to build a house there, Isaiah said, and keep it. Something we understand in these days of soaring housing prices. No more would there be the sound of weeping or the cries of distress in the city, for no one would hurt or destroy on all of my holy mountain, said the Lord. What a place. And what a vision for a place. What a vision for a place like this. Seventy years ago, Broadway built a temple. The cornerstone on this sanctuary was set on this place back in 1950, and 3 years later, in 1953, the doors of the church were opened at the height of the high attendance decade in America at church, and the people poured in. But then, almost immediately afterward, a case out of Kansas made its way up through all of the circuit courts and landed in the Supreme Court of the land. And in 1954, just after our doors were opened, Brown v. Board of Education was decided and integration became the law of the land. It took a little while to get to Texas. But when it did, the neighborhood began to change seemingly overnight. There was white flight and urban blight, and soon the near south side of Fort Worth became a place where nobody felt safe being at night. And this very zip code, 76104, became the place with the lowest life expectancy in all of the state of Texas. People did not live to be 100 years of age here. And Broadway was left with a choice: to stay or to go. And Broadway decided again and again and again, many of you decided to stay. You stayed and you heeded Jeremiah's injunction, and you sought the peace of the inner city, and you figured out how to minister to inner city people. You figured out how to clothe them and how to feed them and how to sit down at the table with them and say, God wants you to have this bread. How to advocate for them so that so many of them would not continue to die so early. And this decision changed this church. I think compassion changed the constitution of this congregation. This is how Broadway's heart was born, because it stayed. And by the grace of God, even though a lot of money went out to churches out in the suburbs, a lot and a lot of other inner city churches closed up shop, Broadway somehow, by God's grace, survived. And now, 70 years later, it's a new day in the near south side with so many people and businesses coming back. And as our stewardship slogan says, it's a new day at Broadway with a church whose witness was the peace of the city during the exile and is now the beloved community after. Some staff members and I took a walk around the neighborhood not long ago. This place is booming, cranes everywhere, buildings are going up, and there are people all around, people everywhere. No more do the words of Lamentation fit, how lonely sits the city. The city is now full again, and there are tremendous, tremendous opportunities for us as a church, a few of which Sam Smart alluded to a moment ago. But I want to ask to you this question this morning. What is the moral vision of this new time and new place in the near South Side? I don't think it's too much to say that Broadway has been the heart and soul of the Near South Side for all of this time. We've been here since 1882. And as our 106-year-old member, May Cora Peterson, liked to say, been here will be here when come here is done, come and gone. I love that lady. We've been here in season and out before Babylon and during. We've been a moral voice in the Near South Side for centuries. And now we must cast the moral vision for the next century that is to come. We dream of a world where all are welcome and made whole in the beloved community of God. And as we seek to live out this dream together, Broadway is a beacon of God's joy and justice, Christ's hope and reconciliation, and the Holy Spirit's courage and healing love. This is our Isaiah vision. What kind of world we want to live in and make, and what kind of temple we see standing at its center. It's Pledge Sunday. And soon we'll come forward with the promises that we are making to the 2023-2024 budget. That's what a pledge is. It's a promise. If you aren't ready to make a promise today, then I want you to know that that is okay. You can stay in your seat, and that is just fine, because nobody is going to judge you. Or if you feel self-conscious about it, you can come forward and you can lay an empty envelope in the basket. No one will know. And the truth is, we'd rather receive a pledge. You'll probably give more than, rather than a pledge to which you'll give less. I think pledging and giving are important, and they are godly things to do. It's good for us to give, and it's important for us to sacrifice, and it's necessary for us to contribute. These are all true things, both in season and out of season, even and maybe especially when one's church is in Babylon. And I'm so very grateful for all of the people who kept this church alive over these past 70 years. But it is a new day at Broadway. And the horizon is just a little brighter. And we are called for just such a time as this
to be that beacon of God's beloved community.
So we need your help. We ask for your promise. We pray that you will make a promise and then do everything that you can to keep it. 1,600,000 is the pledge goal, and that's $100,000 more than last year's goal because costs are so much greater and so are the opportunities. We will not get there without many of us giving sacrificially and some of us giving substantially. We honor the widow's mite, and we also need people who can help us turn on the air conditioning. It's just practically speaking, we like air conditioning during the summer here in Texas. And we would like to be able to let our light shine as brightly and as boldly as possible at all times. Temple was the moral beacon at the center of the city Isaiah envisioned for the people of God. And I hope that today you can see that vision and believe in it and will help us to keep the light of Broadway's beacon shining for just such a day as this. On the Sunday when I came here in view of a call 5 years ago, I talked about the architecture of this temple, the spire reaching high and tall, pointing up towards God, and these transepts whose arms reach wide out into the city and into the world. Later, I learned the story of the man whose car broke down right here on the East-West Freeway. Another motorist pulled over, pointed to the spire up top of our church and said, "Go there, there's good people there, and they will help you." For 70 years, this church has been a beacon of goodness and light for this city, even when the city was in exile. We survived Babylon. And now it is a new day breaking over the old spire, a new day at Broadway, and we want to make the most of it. And so then, may the great words of the prophet come to pass. Words which he spoke when he said that God will speak tenderly again to the city, and that it shall be made a just and living place, livable place for all people, for a new heaven and a new earth shall be made, and all flesh shall be able to see it together. May such a vision come to pass in these next 70 years of the life of Broadway Baptist Church as well. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God,
mother of us all, and together then all of God's people say.